HarperCollins presents The Sting by Kimberly Chambers. Narrated by Annie Aldington. Every saint has a past, and every sinner a future. Oscar Wilde. Prologue. New Year's Eve 1972. Should old acquaintance be forgot and never brought to mind? Should old acquaintance be forgot and auld lang syne? For auld lang syne, my Joe, for auld lang syne. We'll take a cup of kindness yet for auld lang syne. I'm in the middle of the circle, holding hands with my sisters Hazel and Linda. My mum, dad and Nanny Noreen are all singing at the top of their voices. My mum looks happy, even though she still has the remainder of a black eye that me dad gave her on Christmas Eve.
"Open the front door, Tommy,"
orders me dad. He calls New Year's Eve Hogmanay after an oatcake. I do as I'm told. Old Mr. Cleaver across the road is banging two dustbin lids together. I feel something brush past my leg, and then I scream when I realise what it is. It's a black cat, and it's obviously been run over. It collapses in the hallway right in front of me. Nanny Noreen goes ballistic and blames me. She's very religious and believes in Scottish folklore.
"You stupid boy," she bellows. "You know the first to step through the door after midnight affects the fortunes of everyone who lives in the house. I've told you that enough times. So what do you invite in? A dying black cat? Now we're going to have bad luck all year. You wait and see."
I stare at the cat as it takes its last breath. Little did I know at that point Nanny Noreen was speaking the truth. In a few days' time, my life as I'd known it would no longer be. Everything was about to change for the worse. My name is Tommy Boyle, and this is my story. Part 1. When sorrows come, they come not single spies, but in battalions. William Shakespeare. Chapter 1. Christmas 1972. Tommy Boyle pressed his nose against the cold glass of his bedroom window. The weather had taken a turn for the worse this week. It was literally freezing. But Tommy didn't care about the cold. All he was bothered about was his father coming home from the oil rigs. He was so excited. He'd barely slept last night. Hearing his sister squabbling over the record player, Tommy sighed. 3 months at a time his father worked away for, and it was difficult being surrounded by females. He missed the simple things, such as watching the big match or match of the day and discussing the games. Girls knew nothing about football, nor cowboys and Indians or battleship.
"Not this rubbish again. Turn it off," shouted 12-year-old Tommy.
His younger sister had obviously got her way. Linda was obsessed with little Jimmy Osmond, reckoned she would marry him one day. Long-haired Lover from Liverpool was one of only two songs Linda ever played. Benny Hill's Ernie, the fastest milkman in the West, was the other, and Tommy hated both. He thought they were silly songs.
"Breakfast's ready, kids."
Tommy ran down the stairs, but slipped, landing in a heap at the bottom. Valerie Boyle picked her son up.
"What did you do, you silly sausage? Have you hurt yourself?"
Tommy had hurt himself. His knee was throbbing, but he was determined not to cry.
"Boys don't cry," his dad had always told him.
"I'm all right. My pyjamas are too long. I fell over the bottoms of them."
Valerie had only bought her son the fleecy pyjamas the previous day. They were meant to fit a 12-year-old, but Tommy was small for his age.
"I'll get the machine out in a bit. Alter them for you. You'll live, eh?"
Valerie smiled, ruffling her son's mousy blonde hair.
"Where's Rex?"
Tommy inquired. Rex was the Alsatian.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?